Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scar.
Hey, what's up? This is Andy B from Andy B in the World, and you're listening to The Scar Show with Beefy.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Scar Show with Beefy. Scar Pod number 3, that extra Scar Pod that I'm now doing because there's a load of new releases and people want to actually get involved with the show, which is really, really cool. So Scar Pod 3 was born and it is here for another week. I hope that it is bringing something a little bit different to what is out there currently in the Scar world. Who knows? I'm basically bringing it, so you should be too. So let's get involved. As I'm kicking this off, can I ask one favor? Make sure you share the show with your communities. If you're in a band, obviously put it out to all your followers if you're being played. If you're a fan of the show, just share. Just tell people about ska and ska punk and what I do and the shows that are going around because people need to know. Rant over. What did we kick the show off with this week? Synchronia out of Puerto Rico. That is definitely a Scar Show with Beefy debut. That is called Eres, featuring Omar Capar, and he is out of Argentina. I'm not quite sure the link between Omar Capar and Synchronia, but anyway, Eres, what does that mean? You are, I think, it's pretty simple. Obviously brand new, they're from southeast of Puerto Rico. The members are from a few of the towns, Patillas, Guayama, Salinas, Guayambo, and Caguas. How's my Spanish? Is that any good? Anyway, this is basically their re-evolution of a band as a brand new single. They've been off for a little bit. Oh, I like that. That is very cool. I will try and get more Synchronia on the show. Why the hell not? It's bloody excellent. We're going to go back to my homeland right now. The other side of the country, though, in Wales, these guys are called The Dappers. I thought this was a new one from them, but I think it's just been borrowed for a compilation, a fundraising compilation for the Walk Tall Hashtag Papyrus, which is a charity to prevent youth suicide. And I can't emphasize more than that. We do need to support these charities that are helping with mental health issues and everything else. It's crazy, crazy times. This is called The Plan. The band are called The Dappers.
Plan. nice to meet you. Just melt on the pillow when she leave, yeah. And when I think about it, get that feeling. Get it in the morning when I'm ready. Smell like gardenia. I smell it on the pillow when she leave, yeah. And when I think about it, get that feeling. Get it in the morning when I'm ready. Sweet sense of meaning.
Yeah. got 15 minutes to yourself to cry.
Oh, he used to be in the Holophonics. Now he's gone out by himself. DIY ska punk. He's out of Denton in Texas. Go Mean Green! He's called Eric Dano. He's got a new album out called Late Fees for Borrowed Time. And that is Walk in Cooler. Good luck with that, Eric. I'm not sure whether that's a permanent thing. You're going to go out by yourself and do your own thing. I know the Holophonics kind of moved all over the country. So let's hope we see them again sometime in the very, very near future. Before Eric Dano, we heard The Elevators out of Boston, Massachusetts. That is their latest single, Gardenia, that features Stick Figure. I don't know who Stick Figure is. They're in Texas right now doing a lot of shows. They just played the Levitate Festival last weekend. They have a brand new album out. It's called Castles. In fact, by the time you listen to this, it has just been released. So jump on the Elevators Bandcamp or on their Facebook page. You will find links on how to buy Castles. What a band. Boston, Massachusetts, The Elevators. Before The Elevators, out of Southwest Wales, probably in Carmarthenshire over there, The Dappers. Now, if you're not Welsh, you don't know what Daps are. Dabbers are things you put on your feet to have a little run round. Anyway, that is a track they put out. I think it's been out a while, but it's just been cadged, another Welsh word, to go on the Walk Tall hashtag Papyrus album, which is raising money to help prevent youth suicide. That track is called The Plan. Check them out, The Dappers. Right, Scarpod number 3 generally has a guest programmer. This week, I have Neil Roach Kelly, formerly of The Fanatics, now of Fiesta Fiasco. What a band they're going to turn out to be. So Neil has gone with an all Queensland lineup, which is bloody fantastic. I love stuff like this. We're going to kick things off with a track from his former band, The Fanatics. This was off their 2017 album, What's the Rush? Now, if you haven't got What's the Rush, get it. It is bloody awesome. It is a cracking album, and I mean that from start to finish. It is bloody good. We've played a lot of tracks on the show over the years. Anyway, we're going to play Queensland, circa 1986.
Home and keep it to yourself.
From his old band to his new band. This is Neil Roach Kelly's new band, Fiesta Fiasco. That track was called New Normal. Got a little bit of news from Fiesta Fiasco. They've been absolutely hammered by COVID. They've had a few gigs cancelled, but they did recently play at the Tanuki Lounge with the Mad Tones, but then they had to cancel a couple of gigs. But now, from September through to December, they've got gigs lined up in Brisbane, Gold Coast and the Sunny Coast, and one that has just been announced. They're going to play with the legendary Furious Turtles, which I cannot wait to see. I reckon they've only played once in probably 16 years. Now, that Furious Turtles gig, they supported the Strange Tenors on the very last Sick Kid Skank that I put on up there with my good friend Nick Snyder. Rest in peace, Nick. So if they've only played one gig since then, and I believe it was about 3 years ago, it was a bit of a reunion, oh, they will be chomping at the bit to get out and playing live. So you never know, I might make a little trip up to Brisbane for that one. Oh, it will be fun. I think they're also going to play, this is Fiesta Fiasco, not the Furious Turtles, although who knows with the Furious Turtles, if they get the smell of that oily rag to play live again, they might get out and play some stuff. In fact, we do have a Furious Turtles track coming up very, very shortly. They're going to be playing with the Sunny Coast Rude Boys and Lakeside, as well as the Seven of Scar along the way. I'm looking forward to seeing the Fiesta Fiasco crew. They put out some good tunes since they've been going. They got going literally at the start of COVID breaking out, so it's been a rocky journey for those guys. We kicked off this week's guest programming with Neil Roach Kelly with his original band, the Fanatics. We heard Queensland circa 1986. Right, where are we going to go? I just mentioned them, the Furious Turtles, officially Brisbane's first ever ska band. This was off their Endangered Species 12-inch from 1984. This is Citizen. We'll be right back.
So this is for all. I hope you like it.
Sunny Coast Rude Boys with an absolute banger. That is called El Rollo. It is a tribute to the iconic Rollo of Blowhard fame. As people that listen to the show will know, there is a park just being named in Rollo's honour. What a fitting tribute. A lot of the Blowhard team have joined other bands, including Sunny Coast Rude Boys, as well as Fiesta Fiasco. The Snouts, I think, friend of the show, Mel McGraw, who programmed the show a couple of weeks ago. So it's all kind of happening up there in Queensland, which is good to see. And Sunny Coast Rude Boys in December are the main support at the Queensland Ska Festival. Strange Tenants from Melbourne are heading up that way. They have also got a load of gigs lined up over the next couple of months, so please check out the Sunny Coast Rude Boys Facebook page for all those details. We just mentioned Mel McGraw from the Snouts. Now, she was in the Brisbane City All-Scars. We just played them. Will I ever learn. No, I don't think we will. And that's probably a good thing. I did mention that Furious Turtles gig that we put on in 2004. I'm pretty sure the Brisbane City All-Stars played on that gig as well. And I do believe they went quiet for 16 years after that. So perhaps it was my fault. Anyway, Brisbane City All-Stars, no longer. They may do occasional gigs. I know they supported Road to Dakar a couple of years ago. I think with them all joining other bands as well, I don't think it's happening. But perhaps it will. Who knows? We kicked it off with the Furious Turtles. I mentioned them in the gig. That was called Citizen. That is off their 1984 12-incher, Endangered Species. Right, we're going to finish off with a band I don't know too much about, in all honesty. The band are called Pick It Up. I do know that Robbie Burns played sax with a band, but that's about it. They put out a little 5-track EP in 2017. That's called Dancehall. I guess we just have to play Dancehall.
Gym right now, just start pushing weight.
You ever think I'm the only one who feels this way? Did you ever take the time to change? Lying here alone, wish that you were home to keep me warm. Did you ever take the time to change? Did you ever think about it? Did you ever talk about it? Did you take the time to see me?
Oh, friends of the show, Ala Spina. A big shout out to Simone and Leilani. Neil picked Crying off their 2019 debut full-length album, although they did a load of EPs in between. One More Thing. Jump on the Ala Spina Bandcamp page, get One More Thing. Bloody great album. And if you get a chance to see them live, get along and do that, because I know from experience they are a cracking live band. They are so good live, we invited them down to play Ska Nation last weekend of October. So I am looking forward to seeing the girls and the boys play on the Ska Nation bill. If you haven't got your tickets to Ska Nation, skanation.com or oztix.com.au, there's about 15 or 16 bands. It's a double header weekend, Friday night, all day Saturday, camping, tea Tree Hotel, Hawaiian Victoria. It is going to be awesome. I'm hoping we get a really good response and we can do it year in, year out. It's going to be great. We kicked off the last little segment with Pick It Up, the headline track off their 5-track EP from 2017, Dancehall. Right, I got to thank Neil Roach Kelly for jumping on board and having a bit of fun with Scarpod number 3. He does say that Fiesta Fiasco about to release the Corona Sessions 2 EP. It'll be coming out very, very soon. He wants to shout out to the Mad Tones, Barefoot, Lightside, and loads of other Southeast Queensland bands he just couldn't fit into the show. He does apologise greatly, but there are so many decent bands coming out of Queensland right now. It is awesome. I can't wait to get up there and get some gigs in. It's going to be bloody fantastic up there before long. Sweaty Scar in Southeast Queensland. Could be the name of a gig, couldn't it? Really. So, Neil, thanks for jumping on board and doing that really, really quickly. Made my job very, very easy. If you're in a band and I haven't played your music on any of the shows, either the live show or Scarpod number 3, get in touch. You can get in touch with me through the Facebook page, The Ska Show with Beefy, or through Twitter at Beefy Ska Show. Whenever I put out a podcast, all the bands that appear on the podcast are linked. Please, can you do the bands a little bit of a favour? And do a favour for me too, your good friend Beefy. Just give them a little bit of a like or a follow on social media. Show them you love them, because these guys do it for our listening pleasure. The least we can do is just show them that little bit of love. Just give them a like, give them a follow, whether it be on MySpace, Vine, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever floats your boat right now. Just give them a little bit of love. They will love you forever. In the meantime, please stay safe, everybody. I've been Beefy. This has been The Ska Show with Beefy, Ska Pod number 3.
Tune in to The Ska Show with Beefy. Beefy, Beefy, Beefy. Tune in to The Ska Show with Beefy.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Whether it's Kroger Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Kroger has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And right now you can save when you shop your faves. Just buy 6 or more participating sale items and save 50 cents each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.